An ex-Australian army officer is commanding an elite United Arab Emirates military force, which is deployed in Yemen as part of the Saudi-led coalition. Mike Hindmarsh served in the Australian military for more than 30 years before taking up his current role as commander of Yemen's Presidential Guard. He's just one of many of foreign mercenaries involved in the conflict in Yemen, which is broadly viewed as a proxy war between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Jane Kinnamont is the deputy head of the Middle East and North Africa program at London's Chatham House. Jane, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Jane, can you tell me more about the Presidential Guard and their role in Yemen right now?
Sure. Well, this is the first time that this Arab military force has played a major role in a foreign combat operation. It's worth stressing that the whole country of the UAE is actually younger than Mike Hindmarsh himself. The country was only formed in 1971. It's had very limited involvement in wars, but it has fought alongside the Australian Army in Afghanistan and got some experience there. But it's really been in need of expertise from overseas to guide it in playing this newfound role at the forefront of an operation in a country in the Middle East.
And Mike Hindmarsh, what is his role? You said he's very experienced. Do we know much about how he's conducted himself in Yemen so far?
Well, he is publicly listed on his LinkedIn profile as being both a military advisor to the UAE and the commander of the Presidential Guard. That force reports directly to the UAE's president. But beyond that, the precise details of what he's doing are not very public. The main thing is that the UAE itself really lacks much experience in war zones, so they will be seeking advice from him and from various other experienced foreign military officers that they've recruited, typically from Western countries, on how you go about fighting a war and carrying out counterinsurgency operations.
The UAE has recently introduced military service, and some in the country are upset to see young men with no combat experience deployed to Yemen along with the foreign mercenaries that the UAE employs. Is the recent introduction of military service in the UAE related to the conflict in Yemen?
It is partly. It's also related to attempts to build more of a sense of national identity for a country that's very young. It's composed of seven different emirates. Each of those has a different royal family. And so it does face a challenge defining what it means to be part of this broader federation. But it's only really been in the last year that families in the UAE have had to face the possibility that their sons might be conscripted and then sent abroad to fight overseas. And this is a totally new thing for the country. It's also worth noting that it's a very wealthy country. It's a small country. They only have 1 million citizens, and yet they have a population of 8 million people because foreign workers are brought in to do the vast majority of the work. So for a country like this, where most young men look forward to a reasonably cushy job working for the government, the idea of being caught up in combat operations overseas is something really quite new.
The Saudi-led coalition in Yemen is currently bombing Yemen as we speak. Amnesty International has accused the Saudi coalition of war crimes in that conflict. Mm-hmm. Is there any suggestion that the foreign mercenaries employed in Yemen are involved in those accusations?
Most of the accusations have centred on the air raids which have been carried out by the various Arab air forces. And there are also concerns about the countries that provide weapons to Saudi Arabia, the UAE and others. They import most of their weapons from the US, UK and France, but usually that's through defence deals that were agreed well before the war in Yemen started. Part of the problem is that there's very little solid, independent monitoring of what's really going on the ground in Yemen. Amnesty, Human Rights Watch and others do have observers who have reported lots of accounts of civilian infrastructure being destroyed, human rights abuses, the use of cluster bombs and so forth. But efforts to get the UN Human Rights Council to have a truly independent UN investigation were derailed, particularly by Saudi Arabia and by the UAE.
And given recent tensions between Iran and Saudi Arabia this week, the severing of diplomatic ties after Saudi Arabia executed 47 Shias, what's likely to happen in Yemen now?
Unfortunately, it makes the prospects for peace talks even dimmer. The UN is trying to negotiate between the various different factions in Yemen's civil war, and it is quite a complex civil war. It's way beyond the Saudi-Iranian dispute. There are quite a lot of different factions involved among the different Yemeni politicians. But in the last few days, a ceasefire in Yemen, which was already pretty shaky, has been declared over. Meanwhile, it's the poorest country in the Arab world. There has been terrible damage to the infrastructure of a country where already many people were malnourished and unemployed. So people there are getting more desperate, and it's both a war and a humanitarian disaster.
Jane Kinnamon, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Jane Kinnamont is a senior research fellow and the deputy head of the Middle East and North Africa program at London's Chatham House. She was speaking to me on Skype.